Hi there, this is Tracy, and tonight I wanted to talk to you about something that I was talking with a friend about today. And while we all know that narcissists love bomb us, they love bomb us in the very beginning to win our love and affection and show us everything that we are looking for. But something that we don't often talk about, at least I haven't seen very much of it here on YouTube, is when a narcissist comes into the life of a single parent, whether it be a man or a woman, if someone comes into your life and not only are they love bombing you, but they're love bombing your children. Has this ever happened to any of you? My ex-husband, Narc 2, I call him, he loved bombed me, but love bombed my son so much. Reading him stories at night and just doing really cool things that made me bond with him. And he made my son bond with him. They'd be outside in the snow and making a snowman. And no matter what, it showed me he loves my child. And even though I was perfectly capable of taking care of myself, he won that extra notch on the belt. You know what I mean? Like, just, it was enough to make me realize that I want somebody that's going to be this interactive. Somebody that wants to have a 9-year-old have a $2,000 Halloween party. And I guess I was out trying on Halloween costumes tonight, which triggered like Halloween. And then for some reason I went flooding back there. My 2x wedding anniversary is in just a couple of days. So there's a few things on my mind, but when I thought about that, I thought about how he threw this party for my son, and it was so over the top, and there's just no way that anyone could be that way all the time. And he tried to be for a really long time. And now if I look at his behavior towards my son later in our marriage, I thought it just kind of equaled out, you know, but it's probably more that it equaled out because that love bombing stage of my child was over too. It wasn't that he was now 10 or whatever. It was that he was going into the devalue state with my child, and I never even realized this. So when he went through and told me on the telephone that he wanted a divorce and never talked to my son again, that was his discard of my child. I always thought, you know, it sucks that my child was affected this way. But I think now that I understand the steps, it's like, holy shit, how did that happen? That's exactly what he did. He went through the, you know, idealize and the devalue and the discard stage, not only with me, but with my kid. I never freaking figured that out. So I encourage you to think about the narcissist in your life. If you've got kids, male or female, if someone came into your life and just adored and crazy adored your kids, like, they didn't have an adjustment period. They just went full on and loved them. A, would you put a chalk mark next to their name? Yep, that's a good sign. Check that off on the box. How about if you didn't have money to support them and you were worried about that and someone steps in and buys your kid new sneakers or takes them to things? Think about those things. Think about what happened if you have a child involved. And what I want you to know and think about is that no matter how old your child is or was, even if we didn't see the abuse, our kids are affected. And we just have to give them the tools to understand and try to guide them in the right direction. So, narcissists love bomb children too. It's one more point for them in our book. But if you notice that, just be aware, okay? Thanks.